Beginning in 1970 and continuing for a span of 25 years, Jesus and Mary would speak to the world through their servant, Veronica of the Cross. She was the instrument that heaven used to transmit their messages to the world in these latter days. This communication occurred at Rosary Vigils held at Our Lady of the Roses Mary Help of Mother Shrine in Flushing Meadows Park, Queens, New York. The shrine is staffed and directed by St. Michael's World Apostolate. Veronica at the vigils would be in a state of ecstasy in which she would see and describe the Blessed Virgin Mary and her Divine Son. At their direction, she would repeat out loud the message they would give her while her voice was being recorded. Nothing is missed. We are going to listen to an actual recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1980. The message is given here in its entirety. What you're going to hear is Veronica's voice, but it is heaven speaking through her.
The sky about the trees is becoming a very pink and blue combination of colors that I have never observed before. The colors are absolutely beautiful. And high over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening and it's becoming a most beautiful, clear day. There are no words to describe the beautiful brilliance of the light. And coming forward as the light is opening wider and wider, directly above Our Lady's statue now, the circlet of light is becoming so wide that it's now extending beyond our heads towards the rear. Directly in the center of the circlet are Our Lady and Jesus. Oh, they are so beautiful. Our Lady has on a white gown. The white is so brilliant. And also, she has on her waist a very beautiful blue sash. The color of it is a sky blue. And all about Our Lady's mantle, approximately a half an inch wide, is a border of gold. I cannot see Our Lady's feet this evening because her gown is quite long. Jesus is standing at Our Lady's right side now. He's moving about and looking to the right and the left. If you will observe carefully now, Jesus is making the sign of the cross like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Our Lady and Jesus are looking about them. Our Lady is moving over to her left side. That would be our right side, just slightly above the tallest limb of the tree. Our Lady now is taking from about her waist her beautiful rosary, the rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the translucent Hail Marys. Our Lady now is extending the crucifix, the beautiful crucifix. Oh, it is so brilliant that I am certain without heaven's grace, I would be blinded by the brilliance of the crucifix. And Our Lady now is extending it out to the people and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning to the right and nodding to Jesus. And they are both now returning over directly overhead above Our Lady's statue. Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. That always means to listen. My child and my children, this is a moment of trial for many throughout your earth. And a time of grace for many as they are tested in trial. Remember always, as I repeat to you, that God is, God was, God always will be. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow is forever. The tribulations of the world have started, and the course of mankind continues on the road to great trial, because your generation has given itself over to all manner of sins of the flesh that will condemn many to hell. There is only one way to restore your world to peace, and that is by following the way of my cross. You cannot change my words to bring them in line with mankind's own egotistical ways. You will find that humanism and modernism shall bring much suffering upon mankind. My mother has directed you well through countless appearances upon earth, and how many have listened to her counsel and how many have acted upon it. I say unto you now, you have become a degenerate generation that asks for a just chastisement from the Eternal Father. Do not be affrighted, my children of the light. Know that my words are for those who have fallen into the web of Lucifer and his agents. Be known it to you that it has been written of and spoken of as 666, the masters of deceit. Satan has entered into the highest places of your government, of each nation of the world, to sow confusion, discontentment, atheism, communism, Satanism, and all manner of evil. I give you a final warning from the Eternal Father. You will turn back and restore the earth. You will turn back and restore my church upon earth. You shall not set up a new church of man, for I shall destroy it. You shall see nations disappear from the earth in seconds. Oh, my children, you're my children. You must stand alone, just as you, my child, must continue to kneel alone and stand alone in the world as the agents of hell come forward to destroy you. Our Lady now is nodding to Jesus and touching her first finger to her lips. My child, we have allowed you the test of great suffering. You cannot understand at this time the countless numbers of souls who have returned to the faith. You cannot realize at this time the numbers of souls that will not fall into the abyss because of the legions of light that the Eternal Father has gathered upon earth in his heartfelt fatherly efforts, accounting with the free will of mankind to restore the earth and mankind as it was in the beginning. What was to happen in the future shall be now. The merciful heart of the Eternal Father reaches out to all mankind. But unless you follow the directions from heaven, you cannot be saved. And only a few then shall be counted as saved. My child, you have been given explicit instructions for the procedures. The world will understand in time the mission from heaven. To all who follow our legions throughout the world, the legions of light, you will unite under a common banner called Faithful and True. And you'll then prove to the world what a true soul can do. My child and my children, because of the suffering that we watch, souls longing for relief, we shall not give you, my child, a long discourse this evening. But you will now go forward with the instructions given by my son. Our Lady is now taking her rosary, the beautiful rosary with the golden Our Fathers and the white-haired Marys, but as Our Lady is turning and looking about now and extending her crucifix, all of the colors of the rainbow radiate from them like pearls, the Hail Mary beads. They're absolutely beautiful. And Our Lady extending now the crucifix on her rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. My child now, you will read few photographs this evening, but you will now start the plan as I have directed you. Begin, my child, with a firm act of contrition. Oh, my God, I am heartily sorry for having offended thee, and I confess to all my sins, because I dread the loss of heaven and the pains of hell, but most of all, because I love thee, my God, who are all good and deserving of all my love. I have firmly resolved, with the help of thy grace, to confess my sins, to do penance, and to mend my life. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I trust, and I love thee. I beg pardon for all those put me in the rain who do not believe, do not adore, do not trust, and do not love thee. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of your mercy. Over to the right side, directly over the tallest limb of the trees on the right side, St. Michael is coming forward, and following him, oh, is Teresa. Oh, Teresa is dressed in her Carmelite habit, and behind her, I recognize her, St. Rita. Oh, St. Rita of Cassia. Oh, I know her. Oh, and there are many saints coming forward. Our Lady now is touching her lips as she goes forward to them, nodding. The light is becoming so brilliant about them. Jesus now also is crossing over to the right side, directly over. They don't walk, they float. It's absolutely beautiful. They just float across the sky like they're weightless. Yet Our Lady and Jesus look as solid as you and I. Oh, down there, Teresa is taking roses like this, and she's throwing the rose petals down like this. Our Lady is now crossing over with Jesus to her the top, I would say, oh, about, I can't measure it in feet, but Our Lady and Jesus are rising a little higher, and they're being followed now by St. Rita and St. Teresa and many other saints, and I can see now some popes coming forward. I can tell by their habits there. They're beautiful. They're white and gold with high mitres on their heads. And one I recognize because his hair is very white. That must be St. Pius X. Yes, it is. He's nodding. Oh, they're so beautiful. The light is so brilliant. Our Lady now is touching her first finger to her lips. My child now, you will take 3 photographs and then continue with the procedure directed. The waters will not make you ill. They are curative.
We've been listening to a tape recording of the Seer Veronica receiving the message from heaven on October 2nd, 1980. These vigils continue throughout the year under the direction of St. Michael's World Apostolate and are open to the public. The free information and messages can be obtained by writing to St. Michael's World Apostolate, P.O. Box 514, Bayside, New York, 11361, or you can visit us at www.smwa.org.